and the faint sound of Christmas carols in the distance. At least the gale force winds that had kept me awake part of the night seemed to have died down. My son Jamie was peering down at me with an anxious expression on his face. "What's wrong?" I asked. I braced myself to hear another complaint about his brother Josh. The twins, normally the best of friends, were co-directing Trinity Episcopal's annual Children's Christmas pageant and were suddenly having creative differences. Noisy creative differences that sometimes ended in scuffles. "Cousin Lexi and Cousin Emily are fighting again." I stifled my first reaction, which would have contained words I tried never to utter in front of my twin sons. "Actually fighting?" I asked. "I mean, have they come to blows, or are they just arguing?" "They're yelling a lot," he said. I was opening my mouth to say that they did that all the time, and to come back and wake me when their disagreement came to blows, when he added something. "And they both yelled at Rose Noir and told her to shut up." That tears it. I threw back the covers and hopped out of bed. Bad enough that they were being beastly to Mother, mistreating my gentle New Age cousin. I won't stand for them being rude to her. Go back downstairs and keep an eye on them. I'll be down in a couple of minutes. He nodded and turned to leave, looking less anxious. "Is your grandmother there?" I asked. "No," he said, "and I don't think we should call her. They were awfully nasty to her yesterday." They were indeed. I knew that Mother had gone home early with a stress-induced migraine. I was pleased that Jamie had noticed. "I don't want her to have to deal with them, so if she shows up, see if you can distract her until I get downstairs. Take her outside to see what the wedding photographer is up to out in the yard." He nodded and raced out, partially closing the bedroom door behind him. I began grabbing clothes and getting dressed. I'd hurried into my underwear and a t-shirt when I heard the door open again. "Merry Christmas, Meg. Who are those two harpies downstairs in the kitchen?" I turned to see my friend Caroline Wilner standing in the doorway. "Merry Christmas and welcome." I was at the closet grabbing a clean pair of jeans. "And a virtual hug. The harpies would be Alexis Turner and Emily Winningham. Cousins. First cousins to each other. Only second cousins once removed to me, actually. Not that I particularly want to claim even that much shared DNA right now. Harpies fits. Harridans and termagants would work, too." "A good vocabulary, so useful." She settled into the comfy chair as I sat on the bed to pull on my jeans. "I was going to say witches, but I didn't want to insult Rose Noir and all her New Age and Wiccan buddies. So, who are they?"
"Witches with a B," I said.
"Emily and Lexi are the brides."
"Your mother mentioned something about a wedding," she said. "Brides, plural? They're having a double wedding?"
"Alas, no." I began pulling on my socks, a little distractedly since I had one ear cocked for signs of trouble downstairs.
"They're having competing weddings. Apparently, Mother has been doing too good of a job selling her relatives on what a wonderful place Carfilly is for a destination wedding, and how beautiful Carfilly is at Christmas. Both Lexi and Emily are having their weddings here on the 20th. Since that's the closest Saturday to Christmas."
"Here? At your house?"
"Ceremonies at Trinity Episcopal," I said. "Receptions at the Carfilly Inn. All the wedding party members and quite a few visiting relatives are staying with us or at Rob and Delaney's next door or even over at Mother and Dad's farm. Plus, we're hosting all kinds of ancillary events, like the final fitting parties and the hen parties and who knows what else. And before you ask, yes, it would be a lot easier and cheaper
if they joined forces and had a double wedding.
But that was never an option. Their mothers, Aunt Betty and Aunt Leslie,